We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggie's Locker Room. Auggie's Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggie's is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggie's doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
SportsBeat AM continues with the latest in Notre Dame football recruiting. This is the Blue and Gold Illustrated Recruiting Update with Mike Singer.
Well, since the Blue Gold game was played, the Irish have picked up three verbal commitments. We're going to talk about two of those right now with Mike Singer, the recruiting insider. You can follow him at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com, and he joins me each week here on SportsBeat AM. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Excellent, Darren. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's start with Boubacar Traore. He is a defensive lineman for the class of 2023. Boy, Mike, the Irish have hit a lot of home runs the last few years with their defensive line recruitment. Do you think there's a chance they have hit another extra base hit with the verbal commitment of Boubacar Traore?
Yeah, I really do think so, Darren. This is a great pickup, and it's a great defensive line class so far. I mean, they're just hitting. I mean, they're hitting on all of their priority targets right now on the defensive line. When you look at Traore, Keon Keeley, the five-star pass rusher, Brennan Vernon, who's, you know, about 6'5", 280 pounds right now, is a junior in high school. And, you know, when Vernon camped at Notre Dame last June, and, you know, my sources at Notre Dame told me that, hey, we think this guy's going to be first-round pick. I mean, so there's just a lot of excitement right now with Notre Dame defensive line recruiting, which the late, great Lou Somogyi always said years and years ago that, you know, defensive line was kind of the Achilles heel of Notre Dame football. They just can't recruit at the high level. Well, you know, that's definitely changed. You know, I think you got to give a ton of credit to Mike Elston, you know, and, you know, kind of really building up the Notre Dame defensive line room. But, you know, he always took projects. And I just don't see right now in this 2023 class projects. And again, you got to give Elston credit because he did secure Keeley and Vernon's commitments. But, you know, when you look at Traore and then what's to come, you know, that's you know, all praise to Al Washington and that staff.
So, Mike, Traore's the type of kid that's probably going to come off the edge and be a factor in getting quarterback hurries and quarterback sacks in his career at the University of Notre Dame?
You know, a lot of these guys are just hybrids. Like, they just – they want position flexibility. Like, Keon Keeley is your Viper. Like, he is going to be a pass rush specialist. And, you know, if all goes well, you know, he's going to be hearing his name called pretty early, like, in an NFL draft, like, for sure, in my opinion. You know, he's a special talent. But Vernon, you know, is he a, you know, defensive tackle? Is he a nose guard? Traore, is he a strong side end? Is he a three technique? Like, I think these are the exact type of guys that Notre Dame wants to be recruiting, because I think they're going to play a lot more three-man fronts. I think they want to be able to, you know, flip between four and three-man fronts and have defensive line that have that versatility. So Marcus Freeman getting his guys in here to play, you know, the defensive front, you know, that he envisions.
Mike, obviously Keeley probably is the face of the class of 2023, at least until we get a conclusion to the Dante Moore recruitment. And if he joins the Irish, then you might have dual faces of the class of 2023. But Keeley obviously is a high-end defensive lineman. All the big boys in college football continue to recruit him, despite the fact he is verbally committed to the Fighting Irish. He was here in South Bend recently. Do things still look very rosy for the Irish with Keon Keeley?
It's an interesting term, rosy. Look, I think Notre Dame's going to keep him in the class. Yeah, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida have been the big three schools that have really pushed for him. I always kind of was concerned about Florida, considering that's the in-state school. You know, maybe he wants to stay closer to home. I'm not hearing much buzz for the Gators right now in Keeley's recruitment. You know, I don't know if Alabama's – it's crazy saying this, but I don't know if Alabama's a major threat either. Ohio State with Larry Johnson, their defensive line coach, I mean, he's just an outstanding recruiter. So I do think if he were to end up flipping, I think Ohio State would be the biggest you know, threat to Notre Dame. But I think Notre Dame's going to keep him. I think his relationships with the Fighting Irish are way too strong. You know, I think Notre Dame is really where he wants to be. Just kind of checking off their last few boxes, the Keeley family, and you know, and I think it's going to be fine. He's going to officially visit Notre Dame in June. I don't think he's going to officially visit anywhere else. Those two things would, you know, my mantra is follow the visits, and he's visiting, officially visiting Notre Dame in June. He's not officially visiting anywhere else. Then, you know, I think that looks pretty good for you, Darren.
If I had a crystal ball prediction, I would say Notre Dame after that particular setup on Keon Keeley. Mike Singer, recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com, joining me on SportsBeat AM. Well, Harry Heastand has struck the Irish offensive line coach, a verbal commitment, and the 23 class, Sam Pendleton, says yes to the Fighting Irish. And based on, Mike, your comments on Pendleton, A, it sounds like the Irish got a terrific offensive lineman for the future, and B, this probably isn't a big surprise?
I mean, it's a surprise in that if you would have told me a couple months ago that Sam Pendleton would be the first offensive line commitment, I'd say, what? The betting odds on that would be in the plus thousands for sure. I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, Notre Dame offered him in the middle of March, and, you know, a month later, really less than a month later, he told Notre Dame he was committing, and then it was about a month that he, you know, announced it. So, yeah, definitely a surprise in that sense. But, you know, when you get to talk to him, and, you know, this man discussing Notre Dame's, you know, academics and what the Fighting Irish, you know, can do for him after football. I mean, he just gets it. Real special young man, and quite the jerk on the football field. I mean, this guy as an offensive lineman, I mean, he doesn't care if we're 40 yards away from the, where the ball is. If that whistle hasn't been blown yet, Sam Pendleton's putting you into the ground. So, he plays tackle at the high school level, but expects to slide inside at either guard or center at Notre Dame. And, you know, pretty big kid, about 6'5", 300 pounds right now. And I think he's going to be a good one for the Irish.
Mike, just following on Twitter with the On3 staff, you are part of the On3 staff at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. It feels like the last week or two there have been several Notre Dame recruits that seem to be leaning toward Notre Dame. Some of these predictions come out saying that the Irish are in great position. Do you feel like the last couple of weeks Notre Dame has a lot of momentum on its side with kids starting to lean toward their program?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, these, you know, March visits and, you know, the April Blue-Gold game visits, those lead to May commitments a lot of times. And then I guess in some of these cases, you know, late April. So I expect to see, let's set an over under at May commitments at like 2.5. I would say, you know, maybe, yeah, let's set that. You guys let us know over under on 2.5 May commitments for Notre Dame. So expect to see a few more here. Potentially, and then June will be massive, Darren. That June, I did a full report on some names I'm hearing as strong possibilities to officially visit Notre Dame June 10th. And for folks, maybe you're not a advanced follower of recruiting, you're wondering what an official visit means. Official visits when you know, Notre Dame can pay for a kid to come up on campus and wine them and dine them for a full 48 hours. Unofficial visit is the kid paying its way. That's really the only difference, but the official visit just kind of has more weight, more meaning to it. Kind of shows just how serious Notre Dame is about the kid and vice versa. But again, June 10th, that's going to be a massive one. Nearly all of Notre Dame's commits will be on campus that weekend, as well as many of its targets. So yeah, that's going to be a big weekend there. And then you'll see a string of, you know, late June and July commitments, maybe some in August, as kids, you know, like to knock out their decisions before the start of their senior year, Darren. Notre Dame wants also to be mostly wrapped up with recruiting before the start of the season as well.
Wide receiver class of 2023, one commitment so far, Jaden Greathouse. Could he be number two?
Yeah. So the Irish got Braylon James committed, you know, a few weeks ago from the Austin, Texas area, and they're hoping to have Jaden Greathouse be number two. And, you know, he's a four-star receiver from Austin, Texas, Westlake High School. So, yeah, he had a really good visit to Notre Dame for the Blue Gold game. I believe the Irish lead over Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas, the other three schools in the top four he announced over the weekend. I'll let your radio audience and my podcast audience know I'm going to be putting in no prediction for him tonight. My Lucky Charms article for him to go to Notre Dame. Seems like an industry consensus at this point that the Fighting Irish have the strong lead. He's going to take official visits elsewhere. You know, I'm hearing he'll take one to Notre Dame in June. So you know, you never know when he's taking official visits. You know, if his mind might change, you know, off of Notre Dame. You know, maybe, you know, because again, I think Notre Dame leads right now, but maybe that changes with official visits elsewhere. But I feel pretty good about the Fighting Irish's stand or where they stand with him.
Any update on five-star quarterback Dante Moore?
Yeah. I mean, somewhat. I wrote an article about it, Lucky Charms, last night. You can read it for a buck. You get a buck for a year at blueandgold.com. And if you haven't signed up for that deal yet, you're crazy. Just head to the website and do it. So I'll just say that I'm still feeling optimistic about Dante Moore in terms of Notre Dame's chances. And I'll let our listeners stare and head to blueandgold.com for the rest.
Look at it this way. Pay a buck for that article. The next 364 days is free.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I like that.
That's the new sales pitch. We'll go with that today. And what else is happening right now, Mike, at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com?
Well, the Notre Dame football coaches are out on the road for basically every weekday of this month. Every morning at 7 a.m., I have an article that goes out on blueandgold.com about where each coach will be. The 10 assistant coaches, Freeman, is not allowed to – the head coaches aren't allowed to go on the road for this period, but – so you can check that out every morning if you're wondering where the coaches are at. Just a ton of good stuff still. You know, we're getting into the dog days of the summer here, but not with recruiting. So if you don't follow recruiting a ton, but you like these updates, it's going to be a fantastic time to jump on board at blueandgold.com because, I mean, this is commitment season. We are in the thick of it, and June is going to be exciting. So, hop on board.
If head coaches are not allowed on the road recruiting right now, I would assume this is Brian Kelly's favorite time of the year. We'll end on that note, my friend.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, Darren.
Talk to you soon, Mike. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
All right. That's Mike Singer, the excellent, outstanding recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. He joins me each week here on Sports Beat AM on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.